The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're fired up. Man, I had 2 days where I took young kids fishing this weekend. During the week. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely, you wouldn't believe it. I took one young lad out. He's 13 years old. In 3 hours, he caught 90 bass, crappies, and bluegills. It was a machine. This kid was so much fun. And then I had Zoe out this past couple days ago, and she, in just a couple of hours, I think she caught 30 largemouth bass and one really big bluegill with shoulder pads. So it was, I mean, I can't tell you how much fun I had fishing with kids this week. It was really a cool thing. It was a cool thing. But, you know, we got to talk about today's show and everything else that's going on. Hey, first of all, remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen to the ESPN Chicago app to the show there, or you can go on the website of Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show, last week's, last month's, whatever. And I kind of like that. It's all for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Out of Doors. Okay, now we need to talk about today's show because we got a ton of things going on here. Oh, man, we took a little trip up north there, you know what they say, up north. Yeah, we got to go up north. But on this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we're going to have Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the bay, or Winthrop Harbor, waiting for us. Then Josh Lance. He's from St. Croix Rods, the makers of the best fishing rods in the world, to talk to us about their Customer Appreciation Day on June 21st. So make your plans to head up to, you know, Park Falls, Wisconsin, and see St. Croix for their rods, seminars, a free lunch, and they are selling rods, St. Croix rods, at prices you're going to have to steady your heart or pull out the credit card for, because you're going to pick up a couple of them. They are really great. Great prices, great sales, and great seminars, including Al Linder, I heard. I got to verify that when we get Josh on the phone. And then it's going to be followed by our good buddy, Chuck Rolls. We talked to Chuck, I think, once or twice last year. It's Chuck Rolls Guide Service. He's from the Hayward, Wisconsin area. And I can't wait to hear what's popping up north. Got to hear what's popping up north. We're up north this today. And last but not least, Aiden will be on. We'll have him, I'll have his fishing report. He's probably fishing off the boat in the dock in White Lake right now. But we'll hear from Aiden here what's going on there, which will be all kind of cool things and all the fun stuff. Hey, you know, June 13th through the 16th is free fishing days in Illinois. That's right. You don't need a license, but you can get out and have a good time and have some fun. And that's going to be an important thing. And this weekend, it's free fishing weekend in the state of Michigan. And you can go ORVing and all kinds of stuff. Check out state parks. It's going to be a great time in the state of Michigan this weekend, too. Hey, you know what? I think we got Captain Tony there.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Well, he must be sitting on the dock of the bay someplace in Winthrop Harbor. Captain Tony, what's happening on the big pond, my friend?
We're sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the fishies swim away. Fish is picking back up here slowly but sure after all that wind we had. We're a little offshore, 60 feet, 140 out to 210.
Mm. Okay, you're going out then.
Yeah, we're searching for fish. The bait disappears. You find fish, you find baits, you better work it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cohos are still biting. They're still getting chunkier. We're seeing a few rainbows, a couple nice rainbows caught last week. The lake trout are towards the bottom. And then again, you'll catch one on a yellowbird. The yellowbird bites are slowing down. Chorus coppers, when you're getting out a little deeper, 100 on out. Spoons, different varieties of spoons. And we're seeing a few kings being caught. Nothing big, but a few kings.
No, that's a good sign. What are you using for the Lakers?
I'm using a big paddle, white big paddle, with a green and white spin and glow with a white tail down just about, touch the bottom, bring it up about 3 feet.
Mm,
okay. The other one's a chrome metal lure Jensen with the same kind of deal on it with the white green spin and glow with a tail on it.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. And those, the coho, or just, are you doing the standard green bugs?
No, actually, we went up to half cut to 4-inch flies for cohos with Stubby Dodgers. Rob at Lake Michigan Angler has them. You know, if you ain't got them, that's where you got to go get them.
Cool.
They've been working. A few yellow polka dot ones are working. Aqua and Mirage flies been working good. Blue, green, and gold still working. So, you know.
Cool.
If you get something working, keep it going.
And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
Fish on. Give them a call at what number?
847-366-0741.
All right, Coney. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right. I'm going to sit on the dock of the bay for a while.
Okay, bye. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Hey, sportsmen. The 2026 models of Lund and Low boats, also those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard, are being shipped to Waterworks Marine as we speak. And what that means is Waterworks is willing to deal on all 2025s in stock. That's Lund and Low boats and those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard. So you can have a summer adventure of a lifetime with your friends and family on a Waterworks Fun certified boat. That's right. Come in and pick out your 2025 in stock Lund or Low boat or a low pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard at Waterworks now at a savings you won't believe. So stop into Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and pick out your new boat or call them at 708-798-9700. For more info on boats on hand, go to waterworks.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I want you to get your calendar out because we took a little jump down the interstate. We went left. We went right. We shot up the middle of the state of Wisconsin, veered to a little bit to the left, veered to a little bit to the right, and came up to the beautiful Northwoods of Park Falls, Wisconsin. And guess who we're talking to? Josh Lance from St. Croix, Best Rods on Earth. Josh, good morning.
Welcome to Park Falls, Chauncey, and your listeners. Yeah, we're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, June 21st. It's our biggest day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't make it last year, but they went the year before, and I literally couldn't believe what it's.
It's a full day. Yeah, it's a full day. We'll get 2,000-3,000 people there in a good year. You know, it depends on the weather and, mm-hmm. and whatever, you know, everything else that's going on.
But, yeah.
You know, it's our biggest chance of the year. You know, we talk about being an angler-driven company, and that means talking to people at, you know, the trade shows that you go to, right? Mm-hmm. Meeting with anglers and leveraging our pro staff. A lot of people, you know, those pro staffers as well. But, you know, when we can spend a full day talking to our anglers and just hanging out with them for a full day, like, that's the absolute best for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, you walk in there and, I mean, you could, it's not just, you know, the people working the registers. I mean, there are, you know, the corporate officers, there are, you know, people like you, corporate communications manager, pro staffers, big time names. We'll talk about that in a little bit too, that are there that, you know, you could just walk up to and say, hey, how you doing? Can I have a photo with you? Which rod do you really like? I mean, it is unreal. And on top of that, there's stuff for kids to do. There's stuff for adults to do. There's seminars. And then we'll talk a few minutes down the road here about how to make sure your belly's happy.
yeah, absolutely. No, it is a full day, Chauncey. It's 7 a.m. You know, we let people in. We start with our seminars at 9 a.m. And we hope, you know, in your listening area that a lot of your listeners can come up and join us in person. If you cannot, we're live streaming all of these seminars too, so they're free. So we've got Brian Brosdahl talking walleyes, Joel Nelson on panfish, Pat Schlapper from Wisconsin just won his first Bassmaster Elite event.
Mm-hmm.
He's given a Northwood smallmouth seminar, and then Alan and Jim Linder are going to be talking as well. So if you can't make it, these seminars are free. They're live streamed. They're interactive. It's a great opportunity, to get that fishing information. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said, this is a family event. We talk about the St. Croix family all the time. We really are. We're still owned by the Schluter family. We have been for almost 50 years. And, so there's literally something for everybody there. You know, bring the kids. We'll have a full day of, you know, keep the kids busy while you guys shop, parents shop, and go to the seminars. So, something for everybody for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you said the Bassmaster Elite gentleman that won, I think it was one 2 weeks ago he won, or 3 weeks ago.
Yep, Pat Schlapper, yep, Sabine
yeah.
River.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I interviewed him on my show.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
He's so great. I call him the Northwoods Ninja. Ever since his, I think it was his first tournament on stage with Dave Mercer, the MC, he did a high kick and he kind of got that moniker. But Pat's a great guy, super knowledgeable fisherman. And again, you know, he's going to be with us, you know, hanging out all day. So,
well, that's cool. But then, you know, you, Al Linder, first of all, you know, you don't see Al around a whole lot, you know, all around the country. So if you've got a captive audience, whether you're online or there, you got Alan and Jim both being there. That's, you know, that's worth just going there to listen. But I want you to look at the rods. You got to look at the rods, folks. You got to touch them. You just, you know, when you touch one, you go, oh, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
What do I?
Yeah. And the nice thing about touching them here at Customer Appreciation Day is, you know, we're not a promotional company. We're a premium brand, right? But this is our biggest day. We literally have the biggest deals of the year in our factory store. And again, if your listeners can't make it up there, St. Croix Rod FactoryStore.com starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday, June 21st. All these deals are going to be up online. And they are our biggest deals of the year, combos, rods, tackle, lures, you name it. So, yeah, that's definitely part of it for us. And it's part of saying thanks to our anglers, right? Yeah. So, which is what the whole day is all about.
You haven't mentioned that you're even discounting prices there too.
Yeah, we do. You know, mostly we do it on non-current, what we call retired rods. So, you know, we renew our series every 4 or 5 years. So we have inventory. These are brand new St. Croix rods, full warranty. They're just non-current model years. So we offer deep, deep discounts on those. People have maybe heard about our B-stock rods too, especially those that have been up to our factory store. In Park Falls, these are rods that don't pass inspection. Maybe the label went on, you know, a little bit crooked. I don't know how many B-stock rods, Chauncey, I've picked up over the years, and only about 30% can I actually pick up, look at, and tell why it's a B-stock.
Exactly.
It's some cosmetic defect.
Yeah,
you know. So again, this is the only place where you can get deals on those B-stock rods too. So just all kinds of good stuff for people.
Yeah, and I really mean this, Josh. I took the tour several years ago, and I literally, as I'm, you know, going through the whole process, watching it, at the very last person, the rods are on this drying rack, and there was a young woman working that rack, Josh, and I said to her, and I go, can I say something? And, you know, I don't want to offend you. And she goes, what? I go, after seeing how they're made, yes, a St. Croix rod is an investment. They're a quality rod. You're paying a good price. I said, you're selling them for too cheap after I saw what you make. What do you do to make one?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's impressive. Like, if we could get everybody to the factory, you know, that's why we're so, I guess, generous or welcoming with our factory tours. We want people to come through and see how we make these rods because... you know, we say 32 sets of hands touch every St. Croix rod, you know, from start to finish. There's 32 sets of hands that have a specific role in their making. Every one of those people, Chauncey, like, they are passionate about fishing. And our pride as a company is, you know, the pride that our anglers feel when they fish one of our rods. Like, that is our only satisfaction. So we're motivated every day. You know, to do just what our slogan says. And it's more than a slogan, you know, best rods on earth. It's a reminder for us that's, you know, not only who we are, it's who we always want to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they take tremendous pride in making those rods. The cool thing about Customer Appreciation Day is it's all hands on deck. So all our, you know, team members are there, you know, talking with our anglers. So it's really cool.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, yeah, everything that they did just impressed me so much about the St. Croix rod process. But the very beginning, now, you know, when you're going to make your own fishing rod, you're buying a rod that a blank that was made who knows where. It could have been made in the States, could have been made in Mexico or China or Vietnam or who knows. I stood there and I watched the guy roll the graphite onto a metal rod. He had a name for that rod. I just lost
mandrel.
It.
Yeah, mandrel.
Thank you. I just the last 3 seconds, I just lost the name of it. He
tech
rolled
talk
it
on the Great Outdoors here.
Yeah, yeah. And he would take a little hammer and he'd go ding, 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 ding. And I'm going, wow. That, I mean, just amazed me.
Yeah, we roll our own, as we say. You know, there's not too many places that do it, and we've been doing it, you know, in the Northwoods of Wisconsin for, you know, coming up on 77 years.
77 so years,
it's, it's a special company. I know people, you know, fishermen certainly, anglers, you know, they know who St. Croix is. Something we never take for granted, but, you know, in my role as communications manager, it's like I love my job because there's so much to talk about. Like, we're in the fishing space, been at this in this industry forever. Where do you find a company that's been making fishing rods in America for 77 years that's been owned by the same family for almost 50 years?
Yeah.
The answer is nowhere.
So you've got, you know, X number of these great seminars, including the Linders, which you got to, if you can't make it, make sure you're online. He's a Chicago boy who did good.
That's right. They are from Chicago. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, he's from
Ron used to remind people of that all the time.
Yeah, he's from the old Notre Dame parish on the northwest side, you know. And so this way, you know, you got a Chicago boy that did good. And then you have all this stuff there. If you have a broken rod, you can, you know, pre-register. And, you know, when you go up there, you could turn it back in. There's a small fee for, you know, getting a new rod, et cetera. But for lunch, you've got just a little company that's providing lunch.
Another great Wisconsin company. Our friends at Johnsonville, they're gonna feed all of us again. Actually, they're providing the brats and the hot dogs. I think Jason Brunner, our VP of research and development, he's our grill man. So Jason, it's funny, you know, he's one of the most respected rod designers in the world. You know, he's gonna be grilling brats for everybody.
Well. Just as long as he doesn't put some eyes on the brats, you know, and try to make a rod out of them.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like a mustard, some mustard thread wraps or something.
Yeah, you know, something like that. But, I mean, you know, this is where it's not just – this isn't a sale. Yes, there is a sale going on. I'm telling everybody. Yes, there is a sale, a really good sale. I mean, when you can buy a St. Croix rod at some of these prices, you're going to have, you know, you're going to buy more than one. I'm going to guarantee you. And people travel from all over the world. They come from the, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Idaho, New York, Canada. You have international people that will fly in.
Oh, yeah,
and
Great Britain, Australia, South Africa. We've had people from all three of those countries come to Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So you're right. I mean, it is definitely an event. It's more than a sale. The warranty service you mentioned, pre-register your rod. You pay $30 instead of our standard $60 warranty fee. And the cool thing is you do it ahead of time and your rod will be waiting for you to take it home. So one thing too, I don't know how much more time we have here, but Friday night before CAB on Friday the 20th, we're doing what we call a Fly Fishing Friday. So fly fishing is growing. You know, we certainly have a premium portfolio of fly fishing rods that are out there. We welcome everybody from 3:30 to 6 if you're going to be in town for Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday. 3:30 to 6 at the factory, we're going to have our Fly Curious Friday. So if you're an experienced fly fisherman, that's great. If you just want to learn more about fly fishing, we're going to have demos. We're going to have somebody from one of our retail partners at Hayward Fly Fishing come in and talking about, you know, fly fishing in the Northwoods. It's just going to be a cool, super casual thing. And then we're sponsoring the fly fishing film tour at the historic Park Theater in downtown Park Falls. And then we're going to go at 7 o'clock and watch the fly fishing film tour. So just another thing for people who are headed up there for Saturday, if they're going to be there Friday, we'd love for you to join us on Friday night.
That's fantastic. Like I said,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
This is way more. Folks, this is way more. Everything you'll see printed is CAD Day. Well, that's Customer Appreciation Day. And really, that's what this is. Yeah, there's a sale. But they're saying thank you. And they're all the activities, you can test rods and reels. You can test the seven. I know they're going to have the seven reels on rods that you can test.
We actually have a laboratory in our factory there where we have 17 different machines that test our seven reels nonstop. They cycle these things millions of times, whether it's the drag or the bail or you name it. And our engineering staff actually built this laboratory and all this equipment, and it's going to be in our tour tent, you know, along with the different stations that show people how we build the rods. We're going to have the reel testing. Equipment out there too, so they can see, you know, how we test these reels, make sure they're, you know, reliable, not going to let our anglers down. So
If somebody wants to get more information, Josh, on how to get in on the seminars or find out all the things that we've talked about and they're going, and yes, you could just go to the podcast and click on this and hear the whole interview again. But, you know, if you wanted to look at something online, where do they go to find out everything about, you know, Customer Appreciation Day?
Yeah, so the best one is to go to our factory store website. That's actually who's hosting the event. So it is St. Croix Rod Factory Store.com. So strodfactorystore.com. There'll be a banner for CAB that pops up immediately when they go to the website. Click on that, and you'll get all the available details. Be able to pre-register if you want to come up in person. Make sure you're registered for the grand prize we're giving away and two big door prizes we're giving away. And if you have a warranty claim, too, there'll be a link for that as well. So you can get your warranty claim registered, save yourself $30, and pick up your new rod while you're with us. So real easy.
Yes, yes. And I can't tell you, people, I went there. I had way too much fun. And I was very honored by the number of people that came out to me that recognized me from Wisconsin and, you know, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan.
Come on, Chauncey, you're a superstar, man. You're one of my heroes.
Well, thank you, Josh. But I was like, you know, one person said, "Hey, you Chauncey?" And I go, "You a process server?" "No." "Well, then I'm Chauncey, you know." But, I mean, it, you know, once again, St. Croix, it's the best rods on earth made for the best fishermen on earth. It really, really is.
Yeah, we want to provide best rods on earth for all anglers. You know, we start at about $140. We don't do entry level. We do next level, but that's where we start. And, you know, we go up from there. But all of our rods are handmade, you know, one at a time and in the same way, you know, by people who care about what they do and want to have our anglers have a great experience on the water. So
exactly,
that's it. I appreciate you appreciate your listeners, their time listening to us chat today. And we'd love to have as many of them as want to show up either online or in person on the 21st.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Join the biggest celebration. Hey, sportsmen, the 2026 models of Lund and Low boats, also those Low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard, are being shipped to Waterworks Marine as we speak. And what that means is Waterworks is willing to deal on all 2025s in stock. That's Lund and Low boats and those Low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard. So you can have a summer adventure of a lifetime with your friends and family on a Waterworks Fun certified boat. That's right. Come in and pick out your 2025 in stock Lund or Low boat or a Low pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard at Waterworks now at a savings you won't believe. So stop into Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and pick out your new boat or call them at 708-798-9700. For more info on boats on hand, go to waterworks.com. Join the biggest celebration of anglers and angling in all the North Woods at Customer Appreciation Day 2025, Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix is an American fishing tradition, and Customer Appreciation Day is a chance for the owners and employees at the best rods on earth to say thank you to the best customers on earth, whether they're attending in person or participating online. Learn from the best with free fishing seminars from Al and Jim Linder, Bassmaster Elite, Pat Schlopper, and others. Enjoy a free brat lunch courtesy of Johnsonville. And, of course, get the best one-day deals of the year on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle, plus much, much more. Get more information on St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day at StCroixRodFactoryStore.com. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is
fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Swalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a wild.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, we're taking a little trip up the interstate, and they're going to make a right over here, we're going to make a left over here, and we're going up to where a lot of people from the, you know, central Midwest head north up to Hayward area, home of some great fishing, the Fishing Hall of Fame, and more important, it's the home of Chuck Rolls. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, it's your home that you've been from a kid on, and you've been fishing and doing all the neat things that you want to do up in the Great North. But as a guide, you got your finger on Hayward, don't you?
Yeah, I don't really leave the Hayward area ever. I don't even know what lakes are happening even 30 miles from here, because I'm just in the Hayward area pretty mm-hmm. much just south.
Which actually, I think, does a lot of good because when you zero in on an area, and Chuck, if I'm wrong, say, Chauncey, you got that wrong. Okay. But when you zero in on an area, when the fishing is great, and, you know, whatever you drop in the water, you're catching fish, you're it's fantastic. But when fishing is always not that great, you know, like that, but it's good. And sometimes you got to work for your fish, but you know how to work for those fish in your area, which increases your numbers.
Well, that's just it. You don't want to broaden your area too much. There's just in the Hayward area alone, I'm just going to guess, there's probably a couple dozen lakes. Most of them are pretty major size. And that's even a lot to bite off. Mm-hmm. I try to tackle just one or two lakes and try to stay on those fish. And so the big lake I actually am working always is the Chippewa Flowage.
Yeah.
And it's a great lake, and it's beautiful out there. And it's just got all the convenience for, you know, getting food anywhere or restrooms and stuff, you know. And still, mm-hmm. there's when you leave the docks, it's just nothing but woods and wildlife. And fishing's great. There's a lot of diversity out there. Oh. Lots of species to catch.
Yeah, there is. And the other thing, and, you know, we're not going to talk very deep in it because this is summertime, folks, so we're going to be talking open water fishing. But Chuck is also right. an ice fishing guide up there, which is like, okay, I'm there, you know.
yeah, it's once the water hardens up, you don't have any other choices. You got to go ice fishing then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Now, people... You fish for everything, you know. I mean, you know, muskie, walleye, northern pike, bluegills, perch, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, what are you finding this time of the year is excited in them fish? At which species?
Well, it's all, you know, in that person, what he actually likes. But I just like this time of year. What interests me is anything that's up in the shallows spawning. Those are fun fish to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your crappies up in the shallows. You got bass up in the shallows. walleyes are bouncing in and out of the shallows right now. They're actually kind of in the deep, but every so often you find them up in the shallows. And then you always have the northerns. They're any type of weeds in shallow situation, they seem to be up in the shallows too.
Yeah.
And
northerners
really
just
haven't pulled the musky tackle out yet, but yeah, we've been seeing a lot of muskies up in the shallows also.
Yeah, northern are just a thug fish. They want to go beat something up and eat it, you know.
They get on. If you target them, it seems like it's almost the hardest time to catch them. If you're fishing for anything else, they just easily get on, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. But, you know, a lot of people, you mentioned, you know, variety. I mean, the water's probably got to get a little bit warmer because your water temperature is probably low 50s.
No, we're in the 60s now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. We were in the low, well, we were in the 50s a couple weeks ago, but then before that, it was a really, really hot spell for northern Wisconsin, and we were like 85, 87 degrees for about a week and a half, and that actually brought our temperatures up to way too high water temperatures for that time of year, and it was like mid-60s, even upper 60s. And then, being Wisconsin, you know, we get the after effect, and there was about a week to a week and a half of super cold conditions. It dropped it down into the upper 50s.
Oh, yeah. I imagine it did. Now, when that water temperature came up, did you lose your crappie fishing for a while because it was getting so warm?
You don't lose it, and that's, again, why I like to stick to certain lakes, because you don't lose. They're not biting just because it got cold. All they do is just shift around, so as soon as I didn't see crappies in the shallows anymore, like, say, for example, I had a group out, and we could went anywhere in the shallows one day, and it couldn't go wrong. Anywhere you cast it, somebody had a crappie on. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Next day, not a fish in the shallows. It just got colder and colder until I said they had enough. And then I just shifted right out into 8, 9, 10 foot of water, found some weeds out there, and they were just piled out there then, you know. And so you just got to know how to adjust as they're adjusting.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, now I can't, the flow just got some largemouth and smallmouth action in it, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, there's the largemouth are quite impressive nowadays. I was just in a bass tournament and this spring walleye bass tournament called the Treeland Challenge. And there was a lot of impressive largemouth, I'm sorry, that came in. We couldn't be fishing the smallmouth yet. Mm-hmm. They are not in season, so we, like, legally couldn't transfer them for a contest, but you can still catch and release them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, there's a lot of nice smallmouth on the flowage, but if I was going to target smallmouth, that's where I do not have to be on the flowage. We have a lot of clear lakes around the area, and I like to fish clear lakes for smallmouth.
They're small because, you know, they're just fish with shoulder pads and an attitude. And if they see something that, like, hey, I could eat that, they're going to come and they're not going to just grab it. They're going to slam it.
Yeah. I mean, some days they do kind of a little more of a docile hit, but most of the time, yeah, they come up and really clobber it.
Yeah. Now, I know we're at the beginning of June here, and we're seeing activity in Hayward. It's getting better and better before we get into the summer season, for lack of a better term, you know, I call summer season July, August. I mean, you know, this is where people can get some nice fishing done. And it's a great time to go fishing, especially if you want to take a younger member of your family, you know, whether you're an uncle bringing your nephew or niece up there, or your dad bringing and mom going up there, and it's a beginner, this is probably a good time to take them fishing, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's, you know, beginners and stuff, I always try to push the panfish, and when I'm pushing panfish, I just have a soft spot for crappies. They're nice and big. They're, you know, their meat builds up if you want to keep them, you know, if you want to get a meal, but yet there's lots of numbers, and it's a fish. Why you want to go after panfish or crappies or whatever, other than other kind of fish, let's say walleyes or muskies or, you know, the more game fish, is there's enough of them out there where if you miss one as a youngster, you don't have to feel bad, you know, that, oh, shoot, I missed this one, or, you know, anybody beginning, because there's another one pretty close by that you can catch. And so it's a numbers game, and you're having fun bringing them in. But it's not just beginners. I'll have hardcore, let's say, walleye fishermen, and they'll jump in a boat, and I'll just say, hey, you want to go try some crappies? I don't know how many times we don't go walleye fishing because we had so much fun crappie fishing all day long and didn't even think about walleye fishing.
I always said, one of the most beautiful things is when you pull that crappie out of the water and you get that first look at it, and you go, oh, baby. And the second most beautiful thing is when you're flipping it over with the spatula in the frying pan.
Yeah. True that, yeah.
You know, that's the second most beautiful thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good one, you know. But, you know, yeah. when you know, I know people like, oh, I got my fishing rod. I got, you know, you can bring your gear if you're not going to go out with a guide. I mean, I'm saying this from my heart because a guide has everything set up for you. He's got the rods. He's got the lures. He's got the fluorocarbon on the end of it. He's got this. He's got the bobbers rigged up at what feet and stuff like that. He's got the bait, you know. So it's like what you need to bring is, number one, rain gear, because trust me, if you don't bring it, it's going to get wet. Warm clothing.
Especially if you go to northern Wisconsin, it's going to rain eventually up here. Yeah. You know, if it's nice, it's going to rain.
Yeah, you got warm clothing. Insect repellent, always a must in northern Wisconsin, you know.
Yeah.
They got those things that they're not called mosquitoes. They're called pterodactyls with wings, you know.
Actually, you know, this year they're not so bad up here. Like, I live in a very wooded area, and I usually can't even be outside right now. And for whatever reason, we had a dragonfly hatch that came out, and they are everywhere right now. So they've really knocked that number of mosquitoes down this spring.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Delightful.
Mm-hmm. You need a cap, polarized sunglasses, important, your Wisconsin fishing license. You need to have your Wisconsin fishing license.
Sure.
And, yep, you know, important. If you're going to eat, bring some sandwiches. Always bring a little extra for the guide, you know, because he likes it. If not, you've got all kinds of resorts, I know, on a lot of those lakes. You could stop and get a quick bite. And also write down jokes that you know so you don't forget them. And that way you could bring them on the boat with them.
Yep.
You know?
Good idea.
Yeah, it's a good thing because you do bait, tackle, rods, reels, all that other stuff. Let the guide's gear, use the guide's gear. Trust me, you will enjoy it.
You know, every guide, I'm sure, has different gear that they like, and I'll guarantee that my rods are going to be different than the next guy's rods. Say, my crappie rods, let's say, are just, I like a certain rod, and it's just really worked out. And what I try to do is find the rod that everybody can have success on, not just experienced people, but, mm-hmm. if you're just starting out, you're not frustrated because you can pull and fish with style rods that I kind of have.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, we're talking with Chuck Rolls, guide service here, and this is Chuck we got on the line here. Chuck, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it?
Well, it's you just give me a call or text, 715-699-2045. And I also have a webpage. It's Chuck Rolls Guide Service, and has all my information on
it. And like I said, you know, if you're looking for that Hayward experience, this, I think, is a really good way to go. You know, first of all, he's running a really nice 21-foot Lund Pro Guide. I've been in them many times and with other people. And he's got 150 horse, so if we're going to go fish the other side of the lake, he's there really quick, right?
Yeah. And that's a tiller, by the way, so there's a lot of room in there. But,
really?
Yeah, so I'm just running it on just by my hand in the back of the boat, but it's controlled itself pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing I meant to ask you, and I keep forgetting, because we talked last year, everybody, with Chuck, you go, what, two people out, right, or more?
Oh, no, why I have the bigger boat and the tiller, actually. My normal groups actually is three, just because I kind of specialize in bigger groups, but also I specialize in families. So, you know, if the mom and dad and a couple kids come along, four is not a problem, really.
Yeah. Watching a kid catch a fish, you don't really need to catch one, Chuck, do you? You just have to watch the kid catch it, right?
Oh, yeah. If I see someone struggling, I'll put a rod out the back of the boat and set the hook and hand the pole over to somebody. Let's say it's a little kid, you know, and you want to keep them, you know, keep them active that way. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I can teach everybody to, you know, set the hook themselves, cast and everything, and everybody's running their own stuff, then then I'm more busy running around and handling, you know, taking off fish, or, you know, maybe there's a tangle I got to go take care of or something, or tying a knot or something.
Exactly. You know, and once again, I want to repeat that number. It's 715-699-2045. This is up in Hayward, Wisconsin. You know, really, this is Chuck Rolls Guide Service. He's just, you know, if you and your buddies, you and your wife, if it's a young couple, you and your girlfriend, you want to go out there, this is a guy you want to have a great time with out on the water and just really get that whole experience of the Wisconsin Northwoods. It doesn't much get better than this at all. I can't ever think of anybody that it gets better than this, okay? Chuck, once again, what's that website? Chuck Rolls Guide Service?
Yep, Chuck Rolls Guide Service is that's C-H-U-C-K... R-O-E-H-L.
Yeah, R-O-E-H-L. And
yes.
Definitely check them out. Have some fun. Get up there and send me some photos, because I want to see those photos of what you and Chuck catch up there in Hayward, Wisconsin, okay? Chuck, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Join the biggest celebration of anglers and angling in all the North Woods at Customer Appreciation Day 2025, Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix is an American fishing tradition, and Customer Appreciation Day is a chance for the owners and employees at the best rods on earth to say thank you to the best customers on earth, whether they're attending in person or participating online. Learn from the best with free fishing seminars from Al and Jim Linder, Bassmaster Elite, Pat Schlopper, and others. Enjoy a free brat lunch courtesy of Johnsonville. And, of course, get the best one-day deals of the year on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle, plus much, much more. Get more information on St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. Hey, sportsmen, the 2026 models of Lund and Low Boats, also those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard, are being shipped to Waterworks Marine as we speak. And what that means is Waterworks is willing to deal on all 2025s in stock. That's Lund and Low Boats and those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard. So you can have a summer adventure of a lifetime with your friends and family on a Waterworks Fun certified boat. That's right. Come in and pick out your 2025 in stock Lund or Low Boat or a low pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard at Waterworks now at a savings you won't believe. So stop into Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and pick out your new boat, or call them at 708-798-9700. For more info on boats on hand, go to waterworks.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready for a little bit of fishing reports. I mean, those are two good interviews. I enjoyed them. Boy, they are, yeah. I think we need to go to St. Croix and pick up some rods. Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. Okay, let's talk about fishing. And we have to do the Aiden Fishing Report first so I don't get yelled at by all my friends and Aiden's fans, okay? And it's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. And when you go there, say, hey, Wayne, give me that Chauncey price on that 2025 boat over there. You'll get a good price from Wayne. Okay, but you got to mention my name. Aiden says, Papa, Dad and I heard about another good week of fishing down by the St. Joe area, so we went down there with his friends because their boat's easier to move than our big boat. Well, that's right. Aiden is a lot easier to move. Fishing was staying okay, but the boats that went out were mostly catching Chinook salmon and some coho. There were some fish being caught in 80 feet of water, but the best fishing was way beyond that, in 120 to 150 feet of water. Most fish are being caught on spoons right now, and there just ain't, he wrote that, there just ain't no perch. There just ain't no perch. Uncle Tom hit Lake Erie, said walleye are now in deeper and colder water as the water temperature rise there. Anglers like the 24-foot mark, he said, right by the Michigan-Ohio line, and he didn't cross the line because he didn't have an Ohio license. Well, smart guy. Sometimes Uncle Tom is smart. Most success was bouncing nightcrawler harnesses on the bottom. He said he'll show me how to do that. Yellow perch, though, he did report getting a few of them with a crawler harness, but he's not going to share them with you. He'll share them with me. Oh, thanks, Aiden. Just remember whose tackle box you go through, okay? All right. Okay, see you soon, Papa. Let's go fishing when you come up here in a couple weeks. All right, Aiden, I'll do that. And that fishing report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Cook County Forest Preserves, it seemed like all the lakes were doing well on live minnows, golden roaches, fatheads, small MEP spinners, and pieces of night crawlers. Some of those bluegills had shoulders on them. That's a really good sign. Don't fish far from the shore. You might be surprised at the action you're going to get fishing the Cook County Forest Preserve. Whether it's Joe's Pond, Tampier, Bussy Lake, Axe Head Lake, Skokie Lagoons, don't cast out in the middle. Stay within like 5 to 10 feet of shore, and you might be surprised. Kenny Husker O'Malley, one of our pro staffers, I think he's going to be on my show next week, and I'm thinking about it. Here's a recap of the last couple of days, he said, fishing Heideke Lake. Oh, he went out with Mr. Kupchow. Oh, yes. Him and the crappie professor. Water temperatures started out at 62 and have gone up to 67. Water levels are starting to be a concern on the lake because we didn't get much rain lately, and the water levels are dropping. Lake levels are 3 feet down on Heideke Lake. Wow. The walleye bite is doing good on swim baits. Twister tails work the rock humps and drop-offs for the or riprap and for the locations there. Smallmouth bass are scattered. Takes some work to find them, but, you know, you'll find them, you'll get them good numbers. Tube jigs are working well for them. Crappie are good on whack 'em and stack 'em custom baits. Twister tails and in a crazy monkey. That sounds kind of strange, but okay, I'll have to look that one up. And largemouth and one nice, what's that, big letters, nice hybrid, came to the boat. Did a good job and had some good time fishing out at Heideke Lake with the professor, the crappy professor at this time of the year. Can't go wrong with that. Illinois River, we're seeing some activity going on down there with fish in the main channels and right in front and behind the bridge pilings. That's where you want to be, and you got to make bottom contact, and you're going to pick up a few sauger. You might pick up some white bass here and there. Catfish are doing not great, but you can do decently down there this time of the year, so that's another good sign to see. We're not going to pass that one up anytime we can go there. We're hearing some reports down at Shelbyville where largemouth bass were doing okay in Illinois, and our friends up to the north in the Wolf Rivers also said that they picked up some walleye bouncing on the bottom. Don't get crazy. You got to keep, the boat moving slowly or anchor it and over just a little bit deeper depression and bounce that bait on the bottom. If you're not bouncing that jig and minnow, you're not going to get a fish. That's an important thing to remember. And then our friends in the Indiana, I just got this note, came across my computer as I was talking to you. They started a program getting kids outside. They're estimating about 30,800 students are going to get the opportunity to visit state parks at a reduced cost to schools and students. That's a good idea. With this year's awards, more than 92,000 in overall funding is going to be distributed to allow the students in Indiana to visit the state parks or talk to a guided hike or have an interpreter naturalist explain what's going on. I like that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So let's keep that going on. If you live in Indiana and you want to talk to somebody, call Amanda Inez at 317-233-3864. Man, I'm trying to get all this information. I feel like I'm a traffic controller at O'Hara Field. I think I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but this weekend, June 7th and 8th, is free fishing weekend in Michigan. And they're calling it three free weekend. It's free fishing, free ORV weekend. You can legally ride 4,000 miles of state designated routes and trails and six scrambles. Boy, that's a tongue twister, guys. Make it easy on the chance, won't you? They had to close it earlier because of all the ice storms up north, so they've cleared up a lot of those areas. And you can also get a waiver from the recreation passport to encourage people to pursue free fishing and other outdoor fun. And the DNR waives the right of those free passports for people just to enjoy and do so many things out there. Okay, I got that. And I think, there was one more fishing report I was looking for. Oh, I can hear the flute being queued up, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I like to always leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Navajo Nation. It says, "Live strong as the mountains, be gentle as the spring winds. Keep the warmth of the summer sun in your heart, and the Great Spirit will always be with you." That is a really nice one. Live strong as the mountains, be gentle as the spring winds, keep the warmth of the summer sun in your heart, and the Great Spirit will always be with you. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching and doing all those things. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.